So, I mean, how does it feel to be, you know, promoting an original album? It's been a while, you know?
Well, that's really a good question. It seems simple in that it has been a while. And getting back, doing interviews, going on TV, we're going to be on Jay Leno tomorrow night. You know, this is something that I did so much for so many years, and then when I just forcibly just took myself out of the cycle of doing that for a few years just to live some life and I don't know, live some life and get some grist for the mill. But now going back to it, yeah, I'm actually having more fun with it, you know, because it doesn't seem like work. It seems like, I don't know, everything in my life now is, I just look at it as a blessing, the good and the bad. Well, there's a good deal, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. I'm 50 years old. I got a great band. I think we made a great record. We got a great tour coming up. Starts in about a week. And I'm just very grateful to be where I'm at in my life. A great family.
I'm happy that you mentioned that, you know, you're 50. And listening to the album, you sound incredibly similar to Sparkle and Fade. I mean, there's essentially no difference. What do you do to keep your voice in the condition that it is?
I don't know. it doesn't sound the same to me, but thank you for saying that. I know it's a little harder to hit, you know. It's not the same, but, man, I'm 50. I take care of myself, eat right. There's all this stuff. I've got love in my life, all over my life. I think those things help keep people young. I really do. I love my family. I love my friends. I'm just really happy right now. Even on the bad days, everybody has bad days. I'm super stressed, this and that, but then I just feel like, wow, man, it could be so much worse. I just passed my 23rd sobriety birthday about 4 or 5 days ago. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be still doing what I'm doing. I still make a living out of playing guitar for a living. I mean, how cool is that? That's pretty cool. So, I'm very blessed. I don't know, to be honest with you, I have people looking at me and just go, man, have you had plastic surgery? I go, nope. I wish I could afford it.
Let's be honest, if we could kind of like go back to you in 1989, you know, when you were with the Easy Hoes, and tell you you'd be here in 2012, what would you have said to yourself?
I don't know. Back then I was so arrogant. I didn't believe that I was going to be a rock star, but I didn't pay attention to stuff that was around me. I just thought, whatever was in front of me. Okay, you got this show, you got this tour, you got this record coming up. You know what I mean? It's like I had tunnel vision. I think if you would have told me that I was going to be married 4 times, 2 kids, sold 10 million records, went through a bankruptcy, all that stuff, you know, by the time I was 50, I would have said, wow, really? Okay, let's keep going. I can't wait to live this life. It has been fun for the most part. It's been a good time. But I think you're right. I think you're insecure. I think there would have been a lot of disbelief. Like, I don't know. Back then I was just so headstrong. 27 years old. Newly sober, pissed off all the time, just focused, man, just on music, nothing else. I know, it sounds sad.
It's all right. How do you want to be remembered? I mean, you guys have so many, you guys have almost, I'm pretty sure you have 10 albums out now. This is like number 10. And
this is their 8th original record, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you count the covers records, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 10.
I mean, how do you want to be remembered? What do you want your legacy to be?
I think the only thing I don't know if it's my legacy. I don't know. That's kind of a highfalutin question. I'm not really a highfalutin guy. I hope I'm remembered as a good father, as a good husband to my last wife. I wasn't a good husband in my previous life. But I am going to say the truth. Tell the truth. But I hope that at the end of the day, people remember what me and Everclear did in a positive way. We made people's lives better, and that they enjoyed us, and we gave them entertainment, whatever they got from it. And that they remembered me as a good guy. If I can die with the majority of people thinking I was a good guy, I think that's pretty much, I think you win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm not ready to clock out yet. I got more to do.
Awesome. So this album has a nice blend of heavy stuff, melodic stuff. Your like signature, you know, storytelling, you know, song. You always got a couple of songs in there that are like just great stories. I mean, what was the concept going in? Like, what kind of album did you want to put together besides, you know, obviously a good one?
I wanted to put it together exactly what you just said. a classic sounding Everclear record. Big guitars, rock songs that just stuck with you and made you want to sing along, with lyrics that, you know, made you think. But I wanted to sound contemporized and melodic. And I think I nailed it. You know, that's what I was going for. Other than that, I try not to get too specific. I heard a sound in my head, and I found it. That was the sound I was going for. Yeah, that's a win.
I know you're a super duper big Devo fan, and a couple of years ago, I interviewed Mark Mothersbaugh, the frontman for the band, and he said the first time he saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, that just rocked his world, and he was like, "I have to be a musician. This is what I have to do the rest of my life." When was that moment for you? When did you realize to yourself, like, this is what I want to do the rest of my life?
I knew this when I was 4 years old, and I heard the Beatles on the radio at the supermarket. I've known it since then. I swear to God. Now, I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1956. I was in the middle of the British invasion. My older brother was 14. Every boy in America wanted to be in a rock band because of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And if you look at my first letter to Santa that I wrote, it's scrawled in crayon, and it says, "Dear Santa, please send me an electric guitar, a drum set, and an organ. Thank you, love, Arthur." And even then, I was a control freak. I wanted to do it all. But I had a love affair with the electric guitar as far back as I can remember. So, you know, when people tell me they don't know what they want to do with their life, I feel really sad for them, compassionate, because I've always known what I want to do.
I know this is a difficult question to ask, considering, you know, every song you write is your baby in one way or another, but if you had to pick one song off of this new album that you feel like really stands out and is really, you know, indicative of where you are musically right now, which one would you pick?
I'm going to have to split it between two songs.
Okay.
I would say, in some ways, the song Santa Ana Wind, but I'd have to say for sure, Jackie Robinson. I'm really proud of that song. Lyrically, musically, I can't wait to play it live. I love all the songs on the record. I mean, we're going into the rehearsals in a couple of days to, you know, just get ready for this tour. I don't know if you know about the tour. We've got
mm-hmm.
called the Summerland Tour.
Yeah.
I'm just stoked. Play a couple new songs, but for the most part, play all the old hits. And some songs, those are songs that fans favorites we have played in years, like Local Guy and Summerland. We haven't played in a long time, so it's going to be fun.
What was the creative process behind Promenade? That's a really interesting song. I like it lyrically, and I like the way it sounds. How did you put that together?
That's just a song that, you know, I had a melody in my head, and just sort of playing around with the guitar, and got a melody and a little bit of music. But I came up with the high guitar part first. I remember playing that, and just singing the melody, and coming up with the line, remember what it felt like when we were walking with God. And I knew that I wanted to get into that all, like, not just my past, but someone's past who's been through the roller coaster. You know, that I wanted to write about the roller coaster and someone who... This whole album, Invisible Stars, is just, to me, it's just about people who fight the fight every day and do wonderful, great things and have these huge, impactful moments that no one ever sees, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what life is about, is trying to make as many of those moments as possible.
So do 50-year-olds who've sold millions of records still get excited like little kids to go on tour?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get in my bunk. Are you kidding me? I can't wait. I sleep great on the bus. Hanging out with all my friends, all the boys. It's gonna be a blast. And it's funny because we're all, you know, a little bit older. We all got wives and girlfriends and kids. So... we don't go around shooting chicks on the road. We're like talking about food. You know? Seriously, I'm excited to bring stoves and George Foremans and crock pots and all sorts of stuff. And we cook every day, every night. When we get back in the bus after the show, it'll be like a roast cooking or chili or something. And we always eat good after the show. And talk about the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice lifestyle. And it's perfect for 6 weeks. And then I want to come home and visit my family. So, good stuff.
Over the years, the band has had several different members. Do you think that this lineup that you have now is the strongest?
I think this, by far, is the strongest. It's easiest life. I don't know if you're going to be able to come out to any of the shows. It's going to be, this band is super tough and fun, and everybody rocks, and it's just a blast. I look forward to playing every night.
So last question from me. Let's give you a hypothetical. Let's just say, you know, you're in a music store somewhere, Best Buy or some place that's selling Invisible Stars in the next couple of weeks, and you see a young kid, 13, 14 years old, and he's got it in his hands, and he's got that look on his face like, do I take this? Like, do I bring it to the register, or do I leave it there? And you could grab him and just kind of like tell him, like, pick this up. What do you think you'd say to him? How do you think you'd sell him the record?
I don't know that I'd sell him the record. I'd go, cool, man, you like Everclear? No, man. You know, they're kind of my mom's band, but I really like this one song that's played on it. I'd go, cool. There's times I feel the same way. Sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't like him that much either. And if you recognize his name, then that's a different conversation. But I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't try to sell anybody on anything. I think the music sells itself. And if, especially 13-year-old kids, I mean, he's probably going to go download it. Who are we kidding?